Hello, Earthlings. Welcome back to the second episode of Astronomy with Disha's Season 3. And I'm your host, Disha. So today we will be talking about something quite different than study materials and what we have been doing in the past few months. So today, let's get into something interesting as to know that the subject that we are trying to learn so complicatedly, is it for us? So, astronomy is the subject that we are going to discuss today, and we will try to understand that if it's the best suited subject for your career, if you should take forward with it, or is it not the perfect one for you. To understand that is sort of difficult while you actually like night sky and, you know, stargazing, listening to podcast related to astronomy, and just show so much interest, then how can you understand if you should go forward with it or not? There are a couple of ways actually, but I'll tell you something that I have used in the past, and the ones that are most effective in order to actually figure out what's best for your future. Initially, what I want you to do is sit down, think about how much can you give up for astronomy, because when it comes to your career, you do not only have to show passion towards the subject, but you should also be prepared to take up numerous challenges and face them fearlessly and never expect anything in return. Like, if you think that I want to be an astronaut that is not expecting something in return, but if you think that, okay, let's become an astronaut and this is what I'll be earning, then that is your expectation. So what you should be doing instead is you should be thinking about, damn, this is so beautiful. I want to research on this. Like, this is something that always triggers my curiosity. It always piques my interest. All right, I'm so interested in this, and I want to carry it forward for the rest of my life and never feel burdened with the pressure that's going around me. So you should be having that quality where if at a time you have to do two researches, you will know exactly how to balance that out, and you'll never actually feel exhausted by doing this. Try to divide your day schedule into parts where a number of time you're spending it on this subject. Take 2 days each week out and try to put in over 11 hours in studying astronomy and see if you are getting exhausted by it. If you are getting exhausted, then that's a sign that this is your, this is something you like and not necessarily your future career. Like, if we take an example, I love music and I love playing. I play synthesizer a bit, not that master at it, but I do sing as well. Now, it's not something that I'm taking forward as my career, because I believe that I do not have the potential it takes to build a singer. I rather would love to spend my whole day learning astronomy, and it never tires me. So this getting tired or not is the first step to actually determine if this is meant for you, or rather you are meant for this or not. Once you see that, all right, and not getting tired, you should move on to the next stage. And if you think you're getting tired, then it's okay, you'll find something better that you'd never get tired at. And this step is not something that's exclusively for astronomy, but rather it is something that you should try for every subject you want to take forward as a career option. So by doing that, you actually get a lot of idea on how to, you know, work things around. So the next step that I want you to do is, you know, take out number of astronomical books that are not made for beginners. Like, I hope you've already been spending some time learning beginners astronomy, because otherwise you wouldn't have been listening to this podcast right now to try to determine if astronomy is your thing. So try to figure out some complicated books. I will actually, at the end of this episode, give you some names of the books that I want you to try reading. You can also take up your own suggestions. And what I want you to do is sit down with those books and try to see how much you can understand on your own. Not necessarily you'll have to have all the ideas which goes around in the book, but what is more important that goes into it is that you'll have to decide on your own that if you can make out the idea of what's given in. I know that sounds complicated. I'll break it down for you. Say there's a very complicated something given in the book that you never heard of. So you read that, because you know books are something that makes us understand, right? You read that and you try to understand what it means, and then you go to internet and check if you're correct or not. Depending on the percentage of your correctness, you'll actually be able to understand if you master at it already compared to your age or not. Do not try to read books that we do at our master's or PhD level, but do find out books based on your age, your capability, which is why I'll be giving you some examples of such books. So after you've done this and you see that you're sort of able to figure out the meanings on your own, then you know, move forward. And the third step that I want you to do is to try dividing your knowledge on astronomy depending on the past, the present, and the future. Write down everything that you want to happen or you think will happen. You know what I have understood while studying the subject, like, I don't even know a 0.001% of this subject, yeah? But what I have gathered by studying what I have studied is that once you start writing down your ideas, they sharpen down to be something very beautiful. So you have been writing about some things for so long, and then when you look at it, it continuously goes for better. So today, if you're writing small a, tomorrow you'll write capital A. So keep writing your ideas and keep modifying your ideas into something that sounds so beautiful. And then someday you'll see that your ideas are correct or nearly correct. So that actually gives you a lot of, you know, I don't know what to say, but concept clearance. And after you do this, say you've been you've been writing lots of pages on what you think and what you have read and heard of the present stage, the past stage, and the future stage of the universe, and then you go on to read a thesis on dark energy, dark matter, you'll actually find it so satisfying. And it'll feel like you've been thinking of the same lately. So that is the third state that I want you to take on, because it's really helpful. And if you, while writing, see that not really are you able to, you know, comprise all of these little small pieces of information into a big woven something, then I'd rather suggest you take up the beginner courses on astronomy. Go to Coursera, do some beginner courses, and check your knowledge on that. Like, remember to do beginner courses. Now, the thing is, the fourth stage after this is go onto Coursera or, you know, a site which resembles Coursera and try to complete some courses on astronomy which are from mediocre to advanced level. So there you are given a series of tests to identify what kind of a learner are you. So until and unless you're passing each test, they won't let you move forward to the other stages. So that is really cool, and it's not sponsored by Coursera. I personally had done a couple of courses on astronomy from Coursera, and I was also certified. So I do suggest you do some courses, not necessarily from Coursera again, but you know, you can go to some university's website and find out the courses that's taking place. Take out some time to join seminars. Do join the seminars done by various space agencies all over the world, because that helps a lot. So these are the four very important initial stages. There are two more stages that I will be discussing in the next segment. Now, coming back at it, the fifth step that I want you to take after you've cleared all the four steps that I've mentioned before is that join something sort of a non-profit organization or NGO for a couple of days, say twice a month or 1 week whole, and try to teach the kids. You know, the people who have zero idea on astronomy something. Like, you can go to them and teach them something on solar system, or teach them something on our galaxy, depending on their ages. And, you know, by doing that, they'll obviously be confused. They'll ask you thousands of questions and they'll be damn interested. So by doing this, you can also identify, you know, sharpen your knowledge for sure, but you can also identify whether or not you are a type of person who gets fun out of astronomy. If you are so satisfied while teaching them, then yes, this subject is for you. So congratulations, you have found out your career option. And then now, if you're thinking what are the job opportunities that you have in your loved career, you can go to my other episodes that I've done in season 2 on job opportunities in astronomy. Now, what if you failed one or more steps that I mentioned above? Then is astronomy not for you at all? Is there no way out for you at all? There is. So this last step is for you. Keep it in your mind for some days that astronomy is something you're not gonna be amazing at. And now try to see how you feel. Your feelings matter a lot. Never ever try to tell yourself that if I do not know the basics of astronomy, that means this is not for me. No. You have a long life to study this, and you do have your time. So it's okay if you want to take your time. It is quite possible that you're very young at the moment, or it's quite possible that you're doing masters at the moment and you still have a lot of time left in your hand in your life. So do not be demotivated by, you know, whatever I've been telling you, but rather try to see how you feel without studying astronomy. Do you feel bad? Do you feel like you want to go back to it? Do you feel like that you do have that interest in your heart that you never really took care of? If you do feel that way, then congratulations, you're on the way to it, you know, like achieving success at it. And now what you have to do is tend your heart. Go back to the subject, take care of it, and do study it properly, because once you start doing it, it becomes an addiction for sure. So that's all that I had to say, all the six stages for you to understand if this subject is it in your life. In the next segment, I'll be talking about, I don't know, maybe two books that I want to suggest you to go over, and let's see what happens. All right, Earthlings. So the two books that I want to suggest to you to read is number one, A Short History of Nearly Everything by Bryson. And the other book is Parallel Worlds by Michio Kaku. So by the two books, A Short History of Nearly Everything and Parallel Worlds, buy one at a time. I would suggest you buy A Short History of Nearly Everything first before buying Parallel Universes, like Parallel Worlds. I'm so sorry about that. Parallel Worlds by second, because that actually needs a bit of concept that you get from the first book that I mentioned. A Short History of Nearly Everything. So try these two books out, and if you do have some better suggestions, then you can mail me or reply to this episode, and I'll surely take it into consideration and let you know. So that was it for today, and I will be coming back with far interesting episodes in the future, so keep an eye out for the same. And as I always say before I go, this podcast is brought to you by Visha. Keep an eye for upcoming episodes. Thank you.